It is time to go to the KRDO Newsline and visit with a friend of the program, Amanda Quintana. She's the new Player Health Program Manager with the Colorado Lottery. Amanda, thanks for joining us this morning. March is Problem Gambling Awareness Month. Let's get into it right now. First of all, good morning. How big of a problem is gambling now that it seems like it's everywhere?
Good morning. Yeah, so, you know, gambling is a form of entertainment and something that people can participate in, but there is a percentage of the population who does have problems with it. So about 8 million Americans across the states do experience problem gambling. And we know that an additional 8 to 10 people of those individuals impacted by that problem are also affected. So it's a problem that definitely happens. It's something we refer to as the hidden addiction. So we're just working to raise awareness this month and really make sure that we're letting people know there's access to services.
Well, besides the plainly obvious that you're joining us right now, what are the other things that you're doing with the Colorado Lottery to get the word out?
Yeah, so we're actually doing quite a bit this month. This is the 21st year that we're participating in PGAM. So we're working to really just saturate the state with information, raising awareness that it is Problem Gambling Awareness Month, that, you know, people can experience problems with that, but mostly that help and hope are available, recovery is possible. So we've got a number of, you know, communications that we're putting out both online and in print. We're participating with stakeholders across the state. We're having some events with legislators to raise awareness. And even on our jackpot tickets, we have a message going out, just letting people know that it is Problem Gambling Awareness Month.
The biggest $64,000 question, and I hate putting it like that, but how does a person know that they're starting to have a problem? What are some of the things that your research and, you know, the things that you guys are involved with tells you when it becomes a problem for someone who is always trying to get the massive jackpot?
No, that's a good question. So we encourage people to really work to, you know, set a budget limit, set a time limit for how much time they're spending gambling, to know, you know, some warning signs to know when it may be becoming a problem. If someone is, you know, having to spend more and more time gambling to kind of feel that excitement, if someone is having a hard time setting those, setting and sticking to those budgets or that time limit, if someone is talking about gambling more than they have been, and really one of the big ones that we talk about is the financial stress, but also, you know, it can impact someone's mental health, their physical health, their relationships, their jobs, right? So we refer to it as a hidden addiction because sometimes the signs and symptoms may not be as apparent as other addictions, but there are those warning signs to kind of keep an eye out for. And actually tomorrow is National Gambling Disorder Screening Day. So there is a brief screen people can take online. It's a three-question screener that just tells you more about, you know, what are your gambling activities and behaviors, and could it be a sign that maybe some help is needed?
Yeah, that really is. That's a great thing. And the Colorado Lottery really is behind the safety of their players. Not only do they want people to gamble, you know, and to buy tickets and things like that, but when it becomes a problem, that's why they created this new position for you. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. So responsibility is one of our core pillars at the Colorado Lottery. We really want to make sure that all year round we're creating a robust, you know, responsibility plan to ensure that we have player protections at the core and heart of everything that we do. And yeah, it's really exciting to kind of have this position. I'm excited to be a part of the lottery to really, you know, continue in that work and just help to innovate and encourage those programs further.
Ooh, I like it a lot. Thank you so much for joining us today. It's good to talk to you. I'm sure we're going to have you on quite often. Good luck with the new position. And is there any more information that's available for someone who might think that they have some sort of addiction to gambling?
Yeah, thank you so much, Dan. It's a pleasure to be here. And yeah, if I could leave you with one thing, it would really be that help and hope are available. There is a national helpline that you can call just to get more information about problem gambling, about the resources available right here in Colorado. That help number is 1-800-GAMBLER, spelled out G-A-M-B-L-E-R. And that is really just going to help to bring people the resources that are needed.
Excellent. Thanks again for joining us. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks so much.